According to the science fiction comedy Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the answer to life, the universe and everything is 42. Well, it turns out its creator, Douglas Adams, might have been onto something. Scientists have established that a series of significant global events, the disappearance of major species and the emergence of cave art by early humans, may be linked to a single event that happened almost exactly 42,000 years ago. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
Well, you're really not going to like it.
Tell us!
The answer to the great question...
Yes?
...of life, the universe, and everything...
Yes?
Is 42.
And it is the answer to life, the universe and everything. Well, almost. It's the answer to a whole lot.
Professor Alan Cooper is an honorary associate at the South Australian Museum and co-author of the study published in the journal Science Today into what's been dubbed the Adams Event, after Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy writer Douglas Adams.
We started looking to work out when these major changes have occurred in the past biologically, things like the extinction of the Australian megafauna. And Neanderthals and cave art springing into being all around the world. And the answer kept coming back as 42,000 years ago. And everywhere we looked in different records and different fields, this number kept coming up, which was quite remarkable. And it took us a long time to accept that it might be connected with the Lachamp magnetic excursion, which happens right then.
Basically, around 42,000 years ago, the Earth's magnetic poles temporarily flipped. So north became south and south became north.
Professor Chris Turney from the University of New South Wales is another study co-author. These events, known as geomagnetic excursions, can break down the Earth's magnetic field and therefore its atmosphere. The last time this happened in a significant way was the Lachamps excursion.
And it's at the moment at which the Earth's magnetic field was weakest. And also, coincidentally, at the same time, it appears the sun was also relatively weak as well. So it was like a perfect storm. All the shields were down, and as a result, you had this massive spike in radioactivity in the atmosphere.
And what kind of things were happening on Earth in that time?
Oh, it is extraordinary. It really is, Bridget. It's one of these things where you see this massive growth of ice sheets over North America. You see shifting rainfall belts in the tropics. You see shifting wind belts across the Southern Ocean. There appears to be association with extinction of megafauna in Australia. And even the demise of the Neanderthals in Europe. And remarkably as well, there also appears to be the time that you see a massive increase in the amount of art being preserved in caves. We think, you know, given the environmental deterioration, increase in your ultraviolet light, people are hiding out in caves.
Researchers figured out these events were likely connected by using kauri trees on New Zealand's North Island that have been preserved in sediment for more than 40,000 years.
These cosmic rays, these high energy particles, could reach the upper part of the atmosphere and they ionise the air. And one of the practical upshots of which was that they created a large amount of radioactive carbon, which tended to carbon dioxide and was fixed in the trees. And basically what you see is when you analyse the amount of radioactive carbon or radiocarbon from the rings, you get this spike, you get this huge peak in radiocarbon at a particular moment.
And I guess the big question is, will this happen again?
That's the great Hollywood script we're going to have to write, isn't it? It's one of these things where we know the Earth's magnetic field is weakening. It's been about 9% weakening over the last 170 years. There is a lot of work going on at the moment trying to work out whether the Earth's magnetic field will flip. Hopefully not anytime soon.
As well as learning about excursions in the past, scientists are now working on whether they can predict them in the future.
Bridget Fitzgerald there.